A 2,300-year-old political strategist walks into a boardroom. Sounds like the setup for a joke, but here's the punchline. His advice still works better than most leadership books published last year. Chanakya, the brilliant mind who engineered one of history's largest empires without ever sitting on a throne, left behind something more valuable than gold, a manual for navigating human nature that remains startlingly relevant. While we obsess over productivity hacks and life optimization, Chanakya understood something fundamental. The patterns of human behavior haven't changed in millennia. His Chanakya Niti distills complex political philosophy into practical wisdom anyone can use, whether you're negotiating a salary, choosing friends, or simply trying to live with integrity in a messy world. Born with a full set of teeth, considered an omen of extraordinary destiny, Chanakya seemed marked for greatness from birth. Yet his path to influence came through humiliation. Picture this: a renowned scholar at ancient India's premier university, publicly insulted by the arrogant king Dhanananda during a royal court gathering. Most would have nursed their wounded pride privately. Chanakya untied his sikka, the traditional hairknot worn by scholars, and declared it would remain loose until he destroyed the king who disrespected him. Chanakya's response was strategic, not vengeful. He discovered orphaned Chandragupta Maurya and mentored him in warfare, politics, and statecraft, methodically preparing him to challenge an empire. Together, they toppled a corrupt dynasty and built the Mauryan Empire, stretching from Afghanistan to Bengal. What makes Chanakya fascinating? He could have seized power himself. Instead, he chose to architect from behind the throne, proving true influence needs no titles. While his monumental Arthashastra contains 6,000 sutras for rulers, he created Chanakya Niti specifically for ordinary people, 17 chapters addressing friendship, money management, and character development. His genius lay in making profound ideas actionable, combining logical thinking with emotional intelligence. Having emotions without becoming emotional, he taught, separates the wise from the merely clever. Chanakya's spirituality cuts through religious performance with surgical precision. He compares a wise person to a tree. Roots of prayer provide unseen strength. Branches of Vedic wisdom offer structure. Leaves of daily deeds create beauty, and fruits of service nourish others. Yet he dismisses empty displays. God is not in wood, stone, or clay idols. The truly wise see the sacred everywhere, in acts of kindness, in compassion, in every person's face. True spirituality manifests through specific qualities: remaining calm under pressure, the highest austerity, finding contentment within, the greatest joy, and treating others with compassion, the supreme religion. Greed destroys contentment more effectively than any external enemy, while anger is like grasping a hot coal meant for someone else. You're the one who gets burned. His most sobering insight: we fear losing possessions, wealth, friends, relationships, property, yet all these can be regained. Only human life, once lost, cannot be recovered. This precious gift shouldn't be squandered on accumulation, but invested in service and self-realization. To live meaningfully, Chanakya identifies four essential pursuits that together create a complete existence. Miss even one, and your life becomes like a goat's nipple without milk, present but useless. Dharma, righteous conduct, forms the foundation, your internal compass always pointing toward true north regardless of external pressures. Artha, wealth, provides security and enables generosity when acquired honestly. Chanakya advocates saving 1/4 of income, investing wisely, and avoiding unnecessary debt. Money should serve dharma, not become an end itself. Those who hoard without sharing are like honeybees, neither enjoying honey nor sharing it, only to have it taken. Kama, desire, acknowledges life's pleasures matter when aligned with dharma arts, relationships, sensual pleasures within ethical boundaries. Chanakya warns against 3 excessive desires: wealth, sex, and fame. Moksha, liberation, represents the ultimate goal, freedom from rebirth through spiritual realization. Like a bird needs both wings to fly, you need material and spiritual dimensions to truly soar. These four goals aren't sequential, but simultaneous, each supporting the others. Excessive wealth focus while neglecting dharma leads to corruption. Pleasure without spiritual growth results in emptiness. Spiritual advancement while ignoring material responsibilities creates practical difficulties. Parents who neglect education become their children's worst enemies, Chanakya warns. An uneducated person stands out like a crane among swans. Knowledge alone can't be stolen. Financial assets disappear, relationships end, health fails, but what you've learned remains. Yet hoarding information without applying it makes you like a serving ladle that touches delicious food but never tastes it. Chanakya recommends learning from animals, focus from lions, patience from cranes, early rising from roosters, skepticism from crows, loyalty from dogs, persistence from donkeys. These virtues make you invincible in any situation. On money, Chanakya is blunt. Better to live under a tree in a forest than penniless among relatives who disrespect you. Wealth significantly influences relationships. When it disappears, even friends and family often desert us. This isn't cynicism, but realism. However, money earned unethically carries a curse. It may last 10 years, but in the 11th year, both principal and interest will vanish. Chanakya's relationship wisdom centers on treating different people appropriately. Be generous to relatives, kind to attendants, smart with malevolent people, loving toward the good, shrewd with the wicked, frank with scholars, courageous with enemies, humble with elders. This isn't manipulation. It's recognizing that one approach doesn't fit all situations. For raising children, he offers specific guidance. Shower love until age 5, discipline from 5 to 15, and treat them as friends from 16 onwards. Quality matters more than quantity. Better one virtuous child than 100 without merit, just as one moon dispels darkness more effectively than thousands of stars. True friends reveal themselves during 5 critical situations: sickness, suffering, famine, legal trouble, and bereavement. Those who stand by you during these challenges are genuine well-wishers worth treasuring. Chanakya warns against two-faced people who speak sweetly to your face but steam behind your back, comparing them to poisoned milk, appearing nutritious but deadly. Maintain appropriate distance from potential dangers and avoid wealth obtained through immoral methods, which brings only trouble and constant fear. In our distraction-filled world, Chanakya's teachings on self-discipline, strategic thinking, and ethical conduct offer powerful guidance. True success stems from developing character, cultivating wisdom, and maintaining proper relationships, not from quick fixes. His ancient wisdom remains surprisingly relevant for navigating career challenges, family dynamics, financial decisions, and spiritual questions. Chanakya warns against financial extremes, neither hoarding nor reckless spending. Instead, practice strategic generosity toward the virtuous. Like ocean water that evaporates, becomes sweet rain, and nourishes life before returning to the sea, wealth in virtuous hands circulates beneficially through society. By integrating logical thinking, emotional intelligence, ethical conduct, and strategic action, we develop the discernment needed to thrive while maintaining integrity and inner peace. Chanakya Niti's enduring popularity across centuries testifies to its universal applicability, a tested framework for living with wisdom, purpose, and dignity that transcends time and place.